The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
What was the message from Mike and Wars about what you guys are looking to do this campaign?
Yeah, I think it started in, with our meeting last night with Greerzy, and I think everybody's on the same page in the sense of taking the next step. And the younger guys are a year older. They got their taste last year, and obviously they're younger guys, itching to try and take somebody's spot. So it's going to be a battle throughout camp, and it was obviously nice to get things started.
You emerged as a big time leader last season. Now year two, and you see a lot of the other moves with Nick coming in and John and Dimitri coming in. How can you, as a continued leader on this team, kind of see the difference of adding those guys into this group as somebody who's been here a year before them?
Yeah, I mean, they're great guys. They've been here for a couple of weeks now, and we've been hanging out off the ice and stuff. So, so far, everybody's been fitting in great. And obviously, the groups are all different right now, but we're still walking past each other in the locker room and stuff. So I think we're all excited, really excited about the moves, and we're all excited, to get things going and start playing games.
You obviously skated, a lot and were with Mac and Will a lot last year. Do you see a physical difference in them, and what do you see from them going into year two? I know it's only day one, but during those captain skates as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they both look bigger and stronger just by appearance, and their talent's going to take them as far as they really want to push themselves. So interested to see the rest of camp, and obviously they're together right now, so hopefully they can continue to build off that chemistry that they had last year, and hopefully lead the team.
You talked about the next step. What is the next step for this team, and how do you guys achieve that?
Not being in last place. There's only one spot to go, and that's up. So mm-hmm. I think we're all on the same page, and we don't want to be in that position again.
How good can this group be?
I mean, it starts, within training camp. We, like I was saying, we're all competing for, our spots in the lineup. And I think Warzo's a pretty honest coach, and, he said that, this morning. So everybody is here to prove something, no matter if you are trying to make the team or you've been in the league for a while. Everybody's, fighting for the rest of time.
And what's been your impression of Michael Misa? I know he's stayed with you and hung out with him quite a bit.
He's great. He's a great kid. Hung out with him a little bit yesterday too, and I was talking with some of the management and said he had a really good rookie camp, and he was extremely excited to get things going today.
He complimented you about getting to know you a little bit, helping him along as this process of turning pro. How have you tried to ease his transition here into the NHL maybe?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been at the house for a little while because of that rookie camp, but when he was here, obviously we were watching the football and stuff together and hanging out. We're eating dinner and stuff together. So honestly, it was towards the end of the summer trying to gear up for training camp. So things were, pretty mellow, but obviously still had some pretty good times.
Is he, if he makes the team, are you open to having a roommate there?
I mean, the spot's always open. It is what it is. Hopefully he makes the team, and we can, figure that out then.
This team is going to have a captain this year or not. I guess I don't know if Mike's made that determination or not, but what would it mean to you maybe to wear to see for this group?
I mean, it's not something that's over my head. So if something like that were to happen, then obviously it'd be an incredible honor. But at the same time, with the guys that came in too, there's a lot of guys that are capable of doing that. And I think we have a general group of captains within our organization and our team in the locker room that all step up.
What are some of the captains that you had in your career meant to you? Dustin Brown obviously comes to mind, but what are they meant to you in your career? And can you pass that on maybe?
Yeah, I mean, a guy like Brown, he just kind of showed up to work every day and, got the job done. He was a guy that led by example. And everybody's a different person, different player, whether that's by example, talking in the locker room, whatever it is. And every team I've been on with a captain has different unique qualities.
In regards with Misa, you've been also on the ice with him, captain skates and that sort of thing. What are his obvious talents that might make him thrive in NHL this year?
I mean, it's one of those, he always wants the puck, and when you have a a kid who's 18 years old and demanding the puck in the middle of the ice, that goes a long way. I mean, you look at Macklin, he's the exact same way. Different players, obviously, but both demand the puck and want the puck. So I think that alone is a really good sign for a bright career.
For yourself, how has your training maybe changed as you've got later in the career? Obviously, your consistency, maybe what's been maybe the difference of just how you keep yourself ready for a new season over the summer as your career moves on here?
Honestly, nothing really changed. Kind of the same training programs, obviously different teams, but everything is generally quite the same.
How did that gross grind go?
Terrible. I will not be doing that ever again.
Let's see what do you see in Mac this year? He's obviously going to be a driven, really driven, motivated young guy. But what do you see anything different this year in terms of his, maybe demeanor, just going into his second year, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, you got a taste of it last year, and the one thing that really stands out to me, and obviously you guys don't see it, but in the locker room, he hates to lose more than anybody. So I think he is putting a lot of pressure on himself to turn things around here. And I mean, his work ethic alone in practice is going to, you know, help that and help change things around.
There's a lot of new faces here, and you know, you guys are hoping to avoid the same kind of start you had last year. How important is this camp just to get everyone on the same page, you know, just from a schematic standpoint, just, you know, getting everybody to sort of, you know, work together a little bit as you try to have a better start?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have an older group, so I think it's going to be a better understanding of what that really means. We've not even with the coaches, the players have already talked about that outside of the ring. So that's something that we're trying to, you know, really take to heart and understand that you don't want to start the season in a hole. So hopefully, you know, we continue to have a good rest of the camp. And from what I understand, we're going to be doing a lot more systems and stuff like that. And hopefully, you know, we really catch on and start the season on a high note.
I think you guys went to a 1-1-3 sort of the end of last season. How did that work for you as far as this team at that time, I guess?
I think we all enjoyed it and thought that it benefited our team. I thought our game changed and we started playing a lot better once we did that and doing it correctly. So we'll see what happens.
Other than being closer and more familiar with like Mac and Will, what are you seeing from the other guys on and off the ice?
Honestly, like I was saying, we've been hanging out off the ice. You know, we got our fantasy football draft, we got everything dialed up, and the group chat's, you know, firing. So that's a good thing. And once obviously the season gets started, the games are obviously more closer together, but we'll find some time for some dinners and some hangouts.
I know you're close with Jeff Skinner, but you know, just moments here at camps here, you guys are on the same team in the NHL. Is it something cool you guys kind of think about maybe together? You kind of maybe share to look and be like, we're on the same team together now. It's kind of officially here. I know Captain Skates out, but first day at camp.
Yeah, no, it's definitely funny seeing him in the same jersey again. Obviously, it's been a long time, but been playing against him forever, so good to have him on our side, and excited to see what he can do. Obviously, he's put in a good position to be playing with those two, so hopefully that continues and they build some chemistry.
That was my next question, seeing him with those two. What can he provide? Let's say they start the season together. What can he provide Mac and Will on that line?
I mean, he scored 50 goals before, so hopefully he can find that again and do that.
Now the focus on systems you mentioned, is it mostly defensive, you think, or is there kind of a focus to it?
From what I understand, it's going to be everything. It's a new group of guys. We're all trying to get on the same page here.
With the grouse grind, did Mac kind of take it easy on you? Or?
No, he left me. So he did not take it easy on me.
Good to be
last one here.
Teammates with Carey Price again here?
Yeah, I saw him the other day, so it was good to see him. And I saw him in Montreal too, so it was good to catch up again.
How's he doing? Just, you know, physically and, you know, just kind of meant just, you know, at this stage of his career, where is he at? And just physically right now, I guess.
I did not get into those details, but I know that he's doing well and family's doing well, and that's all that matters to me.